Dr. Sabir Tariq, an office note on patient Ricky Goody, R-I-C-K-I-E, Goody, G-O-O-D-I-E, date of birth is 10-1-1959, date of service 12-9-2025, paragraph. The patient is 66-year-old African-American gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. McKenzie for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, paragraph. His past medical history includes the following: one, history of hypertension for years, next, benign prostatic hypertrophy, that's post TURP in 2021. Next, recent right heel fracture, period. Next, past surgical history, include left ankle surgery with rods, period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, paragraph. Social history, patient is widowed, has had total 5 kids. He is a heavy smoker. Currently, he's doing 1 pack every 3 days. Alcohol, none. He denies any drug use, period. He's currently getting social security. He's a retired carpenter and a painter, period. Paragraph, family history, father died from bone cancer, mother died from complications, diabetes mellitus type 2. Paragraph, review of system, reviews occasional headaches, he denies any NSAID use. He does report chest pain from a bony lesions over his sternal area. He does have occasional shortness of breath. He does have heartburn on and off. He denies any nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation. He denies any melanoma. He denies any nocturia. He does report some ankle swelling. All other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received 5 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, per paragraph. Current medications include alfisocin, atenolol, baclofen, finasteride, lisinopril, lifepirine, subthionolactone, tamsulosin, and tizanidine. On physical examination, his vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT, pupils now reactive to light accommodation, injected conjunctiva, pale conjunctiva, nanicteric sclera, no cervical fadenopathy, no keratopy bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally. Neck, he does have a 10 by 10 centimeter left suboccipital lymph lipoma type lesion. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Oral mucosa is clear. There's no pharyngeal erythema, period. Heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, no malsonus 2, no memory of friction, prolonged bacteria to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, no abdomen south, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity. Extremities, he has a trace ankle edema on the left side. On the right side, his right ankle is in boots. Good. Paragraph, neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me from July 2025 show the following. BUN43, creatinine 2.8, estimated GFR is 28 milliliters per minute. His vitamin D was 28.9, potassium 5.2. Period, paragraph. Last hemoglobin was 14.3, platelet count to 51. Assessment, I'm type 1 chronic kidney disease, stage 4. We are going, patient has hypertension as risk factor for chronic kidney disease. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. And we will see patient back in follow-up to discuss the results. Next diagnosis, hypertension, controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, the right heel fracture. Our patient is recovering from this, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Mary McKenzie. Dr. Mary McKinley, McKinley, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see him back in a few weeks to discuss the results, and I'll keep you updated on his progress and the report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Mary Evelyn McKinley, McKinley. End of report. Thanks.